Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today is Monday of the 18th week in Ordinary Time, and from the United States, we hear from Maria Curtis, a lay Dominican and retired music educator who lives in Chandler, Arizona. Her preaching today is entitled, Fully Human, Fully Divine.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. When Jesus received this news, he withdrew by boat to a lonely place where they could be by themselves. But the people heard of this, and leaving the towns, went after him on foot. So as he stepped ashore, he saw a large crowd, and he took pity on them and healed their sick. When evening came, the disciples went to him and said, This is a lonely place, and the time has slipped by. So send the people away, and they can go to the villages to buy themselves some food. Jesus replied, There is no need for them to go. Give them something to eat yourselves. But they answered, All we have with us is 5 loaves and 2 fish. Bring them here to me, he said. He gave orders that the people were to sit down in the grass. Then he took the 5 loaves and the 2 fish, raised his eyes to heaven, and said the blessing. And breaking the loaves, he handed them to his disciples, who gave them to the crowds. They all ate as much as they wanted, and they collected the scraps remaining, 12 baskets full, those who are numbered about 5,000 men, to say nothing of women and children. Fully human, fully divine. We believe that of our Lord. And here in today's gospel, we see the two natures revealed in one reading. Our Lord has just experienced the loss of John the Baptist. The gospel tells us when he heard of his death, Jesus withdrew to be alone. Reading between the lines, we can see that the death of his cousin deeply affected Jesus. He needed time to grieve. Fully human, he experienced loss. Fully divine, he knew the loss wasn't permanent, but his human nature grieved at the loss and separation. And yet, he wasn't going to be allowed to continue his grieving. The crowd followed him. I don't know about you, but I, fully human, grieving and in pain over losing a loved one, might just have said, oh no, this isn't happening, leave me alone. But Jesus, in his fully human state, had pity on them. Some might make the statement that it was his divine nature that allowed him to see the crowd with pity and compassion. But I propose that Jesus was constantly trying to teach us how to be fully human, to receive our human nature to the best that it could be, and that even in our lowest times, we should be called to love with compassion, to see others through God's eyes instead of our limited human view. Jesus called us to love our enemies, to do good to those who hurt us, to hand over our cloaks for those who asked for less, to turn the other cheek. Not easy for our human nature. But Jesus wanted us to experience what it means to be fully human, to be what God intended when he made us in his image, so that even if we are in pain, fully human, we can reach out to others in pain, show compassion to those who are lost, pray for those who have no clue of God's love for them. And now in the story comes the fully divine, the power of our Lord to take care of us. The disciples were rightly concerned. Here was a massive crowd in the middle of nowhere, hungry. Unfortunately, I'm the type of person who gets hangry. My family knows if mom hasn't eaten in a while, get her food. Can you imagine this massive crowd with nothing to eat and nowhere to go to get food? Yeah, the disciples were worried. But what does Jesus tell them? Don't worry, there is no need. You can give them some food yourselves. They must have been so confused. What is he talking about? They looked at their meager lunch, 5 loaves and 2 fish for 12 disciples and Jesus. And now they were supposed to feed a crowd with this lunch? How are they supposed to do that? I know I have felt that way many times recently, bewildered, wondering what to do. I'm the financial support for my husband and my adult daughter. She has a part-time job but no benefits, and her attempts to get a better job haven't panned out. And it's really depressing her that she hasn't been able to improve her life and grow towards her goals. So sometimes I feel my lunch basket is pretty meager and almost empty, because I'm not sure how to guide her or how to stretch our resources. But what did our Lord do to the disciples' request? He said basically, don't worry, bring what you have here. And he blessed it. I know some people have speculated that Jesus' miracle of the loaves happened because he opened the hearts of the crowd and they shared what food they had, rather than it just being a magic miracle where food just appeared. But to me, it doesn't matter which way it happened. My faith can accept either reality. What was most important was that the Lord blessed them. They blessed what they had. And after that blessing, they ate and were satisfied. His divine nature made it possible for healing and fulfillment and satisfaction for our human nature. I know that when I feel my basket is empty, I know I can go to him, and his divine nature will fill me up and give me direction and help me guide those I love so that their baskets can be filled again and they can be satisfied. He has never failed me. He is always there to hold me up because I know he understands my human nature. Our Lord, fully divine, fully human.